My guest at this time is Elana Newport, the delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elana, it's good to be with you again.
Yeah, glad to be back.
So a beastly hot summer here in Washington, D.C. and a lot of different parts of the country. I don't know if that's leading to some of the political fisticuffs, at least verbally, or some of the crazy comments politicians are making, but I'm sure it's affecting the Capitol Steps work as well.
Well, it doesn't help the political climate here that Al Gore keeps walking around town going, told you so, told you so. I mean, nobody likes to hear that. Neither side likes to hear that.
No, not at all. But it's been an interesting summer in a lot of different ways, politically, weather-wise, and just in the last couple of weeks, we've had a couple of choice comments from everyone's favorite cringe-inducing vice president, Joe Biden, just a little over a week ago in that great moment when Gabby Giffords was on the House floor returning as a surprise to everyone in the middle of the rancorous debt ceiling debate. He walks up to her on the House floor, embraces her, and says, hey, we're both members of the Crack Skull Club, since Biden's apparently had a couple of skull surgeries over the years, which may explain a couple things. But not exactly the first thing you want to hear if you've just been rehabbing from a gunshot wound for 8 months.
The first thing you want to hear is, you're just like Joe Biden. That's what you want to hear. And of course, he had that comment this week where he, or last week maybe, I guess, that he compared the Tea Party to terrorists, or he was in a meeting where they compared the Tea Party to terrorists. And I don't think he got it at all, because some people said, you have to apologize, you have to apologize. So he apologized to the terrorists. So he just doesn't get like what people are telling him.
Yeah, that was an interesting back and forth, too, because he was like, you know, that was somebody else who said the terrorist thing. All I've been saying is that, you know, when you have people who are ready to detonate a nuclear weapon, you have to be careful. And so you're like, so they're not terrorists necessarily. They're just willing to detonate a nuclear weapon. I got it. So that's much better.
That's like this. Somebody once said, they said, oh, you're not fit to eat with pigs. And then he said, oh, you are. You know, I defended you. I said you were.
Well, the Capitol Steps definitely noticing this trend, and they've got the vice president with a couple of his friends here. So here's a latest selection from the Capitol Steps.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And I've been asked not to speak in public, so here I am. I haven't been forbidden from singing in public, so I have written a song. And to help me perform it, I've got two very charismatic personalities. First, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. From our Stepford collection. And also our Master of Race Relations, Harry Reid. They're going to help me bring it down for you now. Each Democrat has their place in the party.
I've got charisma.
I know how to blink.
But no one likes a guy who's just a smarty. That's why I try hard not to overthink.
Because Joe could say something way off kilter,
his invitation might get lost some days.
Perhaps they all got caught in my spam filter, but luckily I show up anyways.
You can't hide Biden guy, though God knows some people try. You think by now we'd realize
there ain't no way to hide this Biden guy.
Barack Obama is so good at speaking.
He gave a great speech on the budget gap.
That seemed to me the perfect time for sleeping. The cameras caught old Joe taking a nap.
You can't hide what people see. He was sleeping on TV. Now he's qualified to be
an air traffic controller in D.C.
Oh, the Democratic harmonizing of Pelosi, Reid, and Biden. Who knew?
Oh, you know, Harry Reid's voice is sort of in the female range, so we have him sing pretty high there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not the most flattering impression probably of the majority leader. You know, the guy before him, a couple guys before him, Trent Lott, he was a pretty good singer.
He was, the singing senators,
right?
John Ashcroft, and you know who else was in that? This is trivia for you. Jim Jeffords was in that.
I think Larry Craig, actually.
Larry Craig, you're right. You're right. What an illustrious group, really.
It was. I think they're all gone now, at least from Capitol Hill, that is.
That's right. Hey, maybe being a singing senator is not good for your career.
Apparently not. One switched parties, and three others either got run out or other things happened to them.
Yeah, we won't go into that one. We do have a song called Tap Three Times, though, if you'd like to cue that up.
Oh, gosh. Elena, I guess we'll call it there just to protect both of us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get a copy of their latest CD, Desperate House Members.